Thank you for contacting the customer support. My name is Terrell. How may I help you?
Hi, I have a question on the amount that been taken out from my card. It was a survey from the Dyson vacuum cleaner, and it says $5 only shipping, but it taken out $59 and some cents. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I would need that zip code to see what's going on.
60156. And I didn't hear anything from the survey about the vacuum that has been posted, shipped, or is being do, but I wonder, when they said $5, why did they take out $59?
Yes, ma'am. What would that first and last line be?
I'm sorry, what?
Your first and last name?
My first name is Rahat, Rahat, and the last name Quader.
Yes, ma'am. And that zip code is 30156.
Six No, 60156.
Oh, 60. I apologize, ma'am. Okay, and what would that name be again?
It was about the survey that been taken for Dyson vacuum, and
Yes, and that.
it says like the vacuum is free, but only thing I have to pay is $5. So I entered my debit card, but like $59 had been charged on it, but I didn't hear anything from Dyson or from the survey or anything. I have no clue what happened.
Yes, ma'am. I would need your first and last name again. I'm sorry.
What is that?
Your first and last name, ma'am?
Quader.
Q-U-A-D-E-R.
Ader.
Okay. And last name?
This is my last name, and the first name is Rahat.
H. A T.
G, yeah, Rahat.
Okay. Give me one second.
That was on April 26th.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. It's taking my computer a minute to pull up your account. Just give me one second.
Sure.
All right, so I have your account pulled up, but can you verify your address for security purposes?
5218 Greenshire Circle, Lake in the Hills, Illinois 60156.
All right, so after entering the contest for your Dyson vacuum cleaner, before you put your contact information in, there are terms and conditions. In the terms and conditions, it tells the customer that they will be enrolled in the Bice Hub Meal app, which is an app that focuses on how to use real food to cut energy, cut sugar, and carb cravings. It includes meal plans and recipe guides to eat better and feel better.
I'm sorry, what's the explanation?
So after you entered the contest for the Dyson vacuum cleaner, correct? It automatically enrolls you in the terms and conditions. It automatically enrolls you in a fitness app. It shows.
No, but it says only like $5 for shipping, and there was no contract on it. It was just the form that I had to fill out after taking the survey for the shipping address.
Yes, sir. It's in the terms and conditions. It shows the customer how to use real food to boost your energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. It's the Bites Hub meal app.
So am I getting the vacuum or not?
So what you did was, you didn't win it, but you entered a sweepstakes to win it. It's kind of like a contest.
It says like, congratulations, you have, so they wanted me to give the shipping address and it was only $5. So I wonder why they took out $59 instead of $5.
Yes, sir. That's for the charge of the Bites Hub meal app.
No, but why did they put on the website? It's only shipping. I have to pay only $5 shipping charges.
Yes, sir. It's in the terms and conditions before you fully approve.
So can I get that money back? Should it be written on my card?
You sure we can offer you a $20 per month to stay with us, sir?
No, okay. How about like just getting my money back? Because it was just like kind of a fraud kind of thing. So I will never do that again. So I really appreciate if I can get my money back.
Yes, sir. I can in fact cancel the account, but since this is a valid charge, I cannot fully refund you the amount.
But when they say $5, why they charge $59?
It's in the terms and conditions.
Otherwise, I would have never paid. I would never have entered for the survey. So if they clear it, that it will be like this much money I'm going to lose.
Yes, sir. I do understand your frustration. I do apologize, but I cannot fully refund you since it was a valid charge.
So you can take off $5 and return me the rest of the money?
Sir?
No, you can take off that $5 that you had been advertised and then return the rest of the money. Because that money means a lot to me.
One second, sir.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I can't understand what you're saying.
Just give me one second, sir.
Sure.
One second, sir. I'm almost done.
Okay.
All right, Mr. You still there?
Yes.
All right, so I can't issue you a 75% refund.
Okay, that's fine. Something is better than nothing.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second as I get that issue to you.
Yeah, it would be nicer if you can give me my money back, but if it's not possible, then just like 75% is better than nothing, or at least make it 90%. That would be really great.
Yes, sir, I do apologize. Give me 1 second as I get your refund process and everything canceled out so this doesn't happen again, all right?
So how much money do I get back?
$44.92, sir.
Okay. I just wasted money. Like I 59.89 was charged on my card, and I'm just getting $40 for it. Can you make it a little bit better? At least 90% of it?
Sir, the first offer, the first charge was declined. There was only 159.89 that went through, sir.
I'm sorry, what?
Instead, there was only 159.89 that went through, sir. There was the other one was declined.
Oh. The other one, I had only one transaction on that. That's 59.89.
Yes, sir. That was on. It was only the charge of the 59.89. Yes, sir, I'm getting your 75% refund for that, so you will be refunded 44.92 out of your 59.89.
Can you do a little better on it?
Let me look. No, sir, I cannot.
Oh, you cannot.
Yes, sir, just the 75%, the 44.92.
Okay, that's fine then. If it's something like you cannot do better than that, that would be great. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry, I couldn't do anything more for you, sir, but this is the best I can do.
Okay. Yeah, I should never get fooled by these kind of things now. I learned my lesson, so I have to pay some price for it.
I understand, sir. Yeah, I'm sorry you had to go through this.
So when I will see the return on my card?
You should receive it in 3 to 5 business days.
But it will be done, right?
Sir?
Or do I need to call and check again?
If it doesn't post to your card in 3 to 5 business days, then yes, I would suggest calling your bank instead of us.
Oh, okay. But you have done your job, right? You just returned $75, 75% of that. That will be $44 something.
Yes, sir. Your $44 have been refunded to your account. Should post in 3 to 5 business days, and your account has been canceled, so you don't have to worry about anything else past today.
Okay.
And I would like to give you your confirmation, your cancellation number.
Yeah, what is the confirmation number?
That will be C as in Cook, 920-62,
C.
sir.
C.
627.
1 second. 627-829-829. C, starting with the letter C, right?
Yes, sir. C as in cat.
627-829.
C as in cat. 920
920-627-829.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. Sorry I couldn't assist you to your liking.
I appreciate it. So
thank
you. Something is better than losing all the $60. It's better to have at least something back on my card.
Understood.
Yeah, you feel really bad, like when you lose money for nothing, just for your stupidity, and you just come to the, oh, this is a good survey, I just take the survey, and I'm getting the Dyson vacuum, and then I just took it, but I learned my lesson, I'll never do that again.
Yes, sir. Well,
Thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
Thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great weekend yourself.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Sir, is there anything I can help you with further?
Hello?
Is there anything I can help you with further?
No, thank you so much. Thanks.
All right, no problem.